So welcome to this beautiful Saturday, and the information that we're providing for our present, past, and future blessing givers. And when I say past, I'm actually including the original apostles. The giving of the blessing is something that was taught by Christ to the apostles. And it was what he was referring to when he said, "It is to you these things are given, and to those I speak in parables." And as we start this call, I want to encourage you to just take out the eraser, put in and rub it over the slate of everything you've put on the blackboard that you think you may know about the blessing, with the possible exception of the blessing givers. But even the blessing givers, I want you to clear a little special blank area, because I'm going to give you more today. And as we go along, that's the wonderful thing about becoming a blessing giver, is you become a special apostle of Christ. And as he is released, you see, he with the Father cannot say everything all at once. And as he is led to release more, he gives you more and more understanding. So there will be more understanding given today. And the rest of you, the reason I say take that eraser, clear the blackboard, is because I want you to hear something right now before we begin. There have been a lot of wonderful, loving, inspirational leaders who have given their heart, soul, and life, not only to the advancement of Christianity, but to other great world religions, and outside the realm of religion, inspirationally, as leaders. And there's something wonderful that inspiration can do for us, in that it can change the paradigm of our thinking, and then in the changing of the paradigm of our thinking, we behave differently, and then we see new opportunities, and new and better things happen. That fits along the lines of the parable for lack of a nail, the shoe was lost, for lack of the shoe, the horse was lost, for lack of the horse, the battle was lost. It fits along the parable line of sequential events that are either positive or negative that make a difference in history. And inspiration is certainly one of those things that can set in motion a sequence of positive events. However, that is not what the Blessing Course is about. This is not a course of inspirational affirmations, inspirational platitudes, not even inspirational dogma or information. This is hardcore scientific spirituality about how to build and rebuild the connections of your life, your connection with the universe, your connection with God, your connections with your fellow man, and most especially your connection with the whole field of consciousness. And let's look etymologically at what consciousness means. It means that which is connected. Consciousness and life are virtually synonymous. And when I say that, I'm not talking about your brain, your brain's thinking capacity. I'm talking about this amazing matrix of life that builds all of our connections. And this course is a very powerful revelation about what these connections are, how to activate them, and how to, first of all, activate them in yourself. And then because they are activated in yourself, they literally begin transforming the world around you. It has nothing to do with inspirational platitudes or what you could pick up in any number of books on the spiritual library and bookstores. That has nothing to do with this course. This is Yeshua showing up spiritually and to some people visually and delivering the information of exactly how he reconnected the earth 2,000 years ago and therefore transformed it. Because we are at a point in time where if we do not build those connections and reconnections, we are on the edge of peril. Now, this is not a lecture about fear. Obviously, within all of us, we have the presence of God that can overcome anything. But think about it for a minute. How do we activate that presence of God within us? Is we connect with it. Only through our disconnection are we lost. And it is only we humans that ever created that disconnection. It isn't God that created it, didn't create disconnection or separation. Only we humans did. If you look at nature, nature is so profoundly connected. All you have to do is stand on the edge of a pier and watch a school of fish. They don't just move together. If one, they form a wave. That's why we call them a school. What one does, they all do. They form a wave of movement as if they were one huge fish. We look at a tree, and we look at the configurations of the way the tree is built, exactly the way the branches flare out, and what, is it a tall tree, is it a squatty tree, is it a pear-shaped tree, or whatever, we look at it, and then all we have to do is look at the leaf, and the leaf will be the same configuration, and the patterns of leaves will be the same configuration. You see, throughout all of nature, there are these unbroken connections. It's only we humans, through our free will and our ability to go off freewheeling into our egoic connections, that we have broken those connections. And the restoration of those connections is the core basis of all healing. Without that, we don't heal. Now, there's no assurance when we deliver a blessing that someone who comes to us with a particular illness will be healed of that illness. But what you can be assured of is that in delivering the blessing, you have accelerated the reconnection for that person. And thereby, through accelerating that reconnection, you have carried them one step further toward the possibility of healing. And so just as with Yeshua, people walked among him, they walked with him, they touched his garment. Some who were lepers were healed. Some who were lame got up and walked. And others just had a better orientation to life that finally gave them hope. It gave them courage. It gave them the next step toward reconnection. So what we're going to talk about today is this reconnection, how it relates to the consciousness of life, and what makes this course and what you do as a blessing giver 1,000 times more powerful than whatever you can read. You can't just pick up a book. Actually, the problem with picking up a book and reading it, even the Bible, is most of it goes to your head. A little bit of it goes to your heart. And then once it's in your heart, you say, what do I do with it? That's where we get stumped. So let's say we do get inspired, and it fills our heart, and our heart is overflowing. And then we say, well, what do I do with it? Because we find ourselves at that point lost in the field of our disconnection. How do we rebuild that connection? What was it originally? How do we put it back? That's what this is all about. And it's extremely, extremely powerful. So much so that in our first blessing course, I really required people to make a formal application because I wanted to make sure that we were calling forth people that were ultimately responsible for the lives of other people and the lives they would touch. But in the course of delivering the blessing and seeing the growth of the blessing givers, I realized that it was a redundancy to even have that requirement, because anyone who sees how powerful this is and feels this calling as being above and beyond anything they've ever ever felt. You've been pre-qualified by God. God is your calling. Yeshua is your calling. And I realized that it helped me to understand that when a young lady, her parents were going to enroll, and we were having dinner, and she said, but I have to come. You cannot, and it was not a babysitting thing. It's not that she didn't want to not be with her parents. She is 11 years old, going on 62, and wise way beyond her years. Very, very caring, and she's the kind of person that if I'm at a social gathering, I'll go want to talk to her, because she's got that amazing wisdom and caring. And we talk about the environment. We talk about the earth. We talk about what her generation can do. Now, do you see, that's what I'm talking about. When God moves through you and has this calling, but I would the blessing givers tell me, as they write me and I see their responses, and oh, by the way, since the first blessing giver conference, we created the Christ Blessing website with a special membership blog, which is really an amazing, amazing facility. It's pretty much like a private Facebook, where when you make a post to somebody, it goes to their inbox. You can stay connected to everyone. You can make posts to everyone. You can post links about inspirational things that you find. And most especially, we post events on our calendar where we all come together for sharing the blessing at the same time. Now, as we grow in numbers, the connections build. See, that's the operative word, connection, which means we need the numbers. We've already got over 100 blessing givers, and it's made a difference in the world. I want to thank our blessing givers right now for their work during the Japanese crisis and after that, because the crisis continues. Some of them, they were in a chain of blessings 24/7 for days, some of them standing in the Pacific Ocean so that the energy would go directly to the Japanese islands. What an awesome gift. And the blessing givers tell me that they're growing. They're growing, they're learning, and they're learning from the inside out, because every time they give a blessing, their connections internally are magnifying and growing. And so many of them have told me, they've written and they say, Glenda, if I never offered a blessing in my life, just to have experienced this and had my own connectivity restored, I feel like just walking around in the world, I'm offering a blessing. So with that, I'd like to open the floor. If any blessing giver, I know Dennis, I'm going to open your on, and any of our other blessing givers, if you want to, I see Jackie's there. I'd love to hear from both of you, but let's go ahead and hear from Dennis first.
Hi, Glenda. I could talk for hours about the gifts that I've been personally given, and I would give the wrong impression. What I want to do is play something that kind of magically appeared on my computer. It's called Dear Doctor. It's from Beggar's Banquet, which is an album by the Rolling Stones. Some of you may have heard it. It shows the problem so many people in our world are having today. Their hearts are broken. So if you give me 3.5 minutes, I think that's all it'll take.
Okay.
Okay, here you go.
Oh, help me, please, doctor. I'm damaged. There's a pain where once a heart. It's sleeping, it's a pain. Can't you please tear it out? And preserve it right there in that jar. Like a sponge. it. Get dressed, cried my mother. And she plied me with bourbon. Those flowers. Put your socks up, put your suit on. Comb your long hair down. You will be wed in the hour. So help me, please, doctor. I'm damaged. There's a pain where there once was a heart. I'm sleeping, it's fading. Can't you please take it out and preserve it right there in that jar? Yep.
On that, but it made its point, and I want to thank you for playing that because it says two things. First of all, it really does express the through music the heartbroken state so many people are in, that our planet is in, and this is what we're to heal. We are the doctors. We've arrived. We are the doctors. And one line I noticed in the song was "The heart is asleep." We're here to wake the heart up. But another important thing is that, Dennis, this is an example of what we as blessing givers do for each other. We share the inspiration. And it'd be a great thing. Just post a song on our Blessing Givers blog. I know our other blessing givers would love to hear that. And this is the kind of thing we share. We're a community, and we strengthen each other. We guide each other in the love that we feel and the work that we do. I noticed, Jackie, you're open for a question, so you're unmuted.
Hi, Glenda. I'm sitting here in an amazing retreat, just like filled with nature and a creek going by, and I'm in a book writing retreat. And the reason for me to say this is that this came very clear for me ever since I've been doing the blessings. I mean, like, my life has completely opened. I've never had connection with God and Yeshua and the universe as I have now. And I can really just be in the space and listen to the message that is given to me by Yeshua and God, and just feel the love and the energy and the presence. And I really want to thank you for having the courage and leading this, you know, so that 100 of us could be there and recreating that space. And so really what I wanted to say is I want to encourage anyone who is being called to do so to just go ahead and do it, because not only is your life going to change, but we really, really need more people like you, you know, and the blessing givers, to propel the world really forward in a way that we're all aware of the love we are. And I've really been experiencing that ever since I've become a blessing giver. So thanks.
Oh, thanks. Oh, it just touches my heart to hear that. And I know it's true. This is what's happening to all of our blessing givers. And we need this. We need the web of life expanding. We need more of you. Come. Your life will change. And this is not like just picking up a book and reading something, is it, Jackie?
Not at all. I mean, like, it's very, I've read so many books, and it's nothing like, because reading the book, you can, like you said, you feed your mind, but there's still no real connection. And this is, like, really experiential. I mean, you really get to experience. I can't even tell you how, after the blessings, I'm just in a state of bliss, and there's nothing going on in my mind but just feeling, like really feeling with my heart and the cells of my body. I can literally feel like everything in my body shifting after the blessing.
Oh, that's great. And we're going to talk about the cells in the body in just a minute, because that's something I make slight reference to. Well, it's not unimportant, but I just can't get into the whole meat of the subject on our Sunday blessing. But we really cover that in our Blessing Giver Seminar, and I want to touch on it a little bit more today. Thank you so much, Jackie. That was just, that was such a gift, because as you understand, as everyone on this call understands the importance of what Jackie was saying, you'll come, and you will make it a priority to be here. Okay, we have Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Yeah, hi, hi, Glenda. I want to share a miracle as well. You know, I've been working with some shamans that been trained by Peruvian indigenous people. And I really wanted to, they're going to have a trip coming up in September, and I really wanted to go on this trip, but, you know, I could not really afford it. So I came home, and I said, you know, Yeshua, I really want to do some healing work for Mother Earth in Peru, and if you really wanted me to go there, please give me a sign. And you won't believe, I mean, I can't tell you how this happened, but without me asking for the money from anybody, the money was in my account like within days or maybe a week. I was just sobbing. I was just sobbing. And, you know, I want to tell everybody, once you give yourself to God, you are supported. My bills are paid. You know, I'm healthy. My family's healthy. My relationships are good. And I just feel his support day and day. And, you know, the other thing is that out of blue, another trip is coming up. I'm going to be going to England in July, paid for by Yeshua. And I'm thinking, you know, why do you want me to go there? And, you know, I'm probably going to go to Stonehenge and do some work there.
Oh, do a blessing there.
Yes, Avery, you know, I'm thinking about going there. You know, there's a lot of goddess energy, and I've heard that Stonehenge around the eclipse, the lunar eclipse of 15th, is going to open. The sky is going to open above Stonehenge, and by 21st, the summer solstice is going to be fully activated, and it's a lot is happening, and I want everybody to connect to Stonehenge at that time.
Well, Kathy, you need to let us know so we can join you in the blessing.
Of course, of course. I'm going to be in England from July 24th to August 2nd.
Okay, we'll post it in our Blessing Givers area.
Yes, you know, I haven't signed up for it, but I will. I haven't had really time to
pay. Because you're missing out, because you're not getting some of the mailings. And it only takes filling in your email address and a password, clicking send, and then we approve you and you're in.
I will do
even
it.
If you don't want to take the time to fill out a profile or anything, it ensures you'll receive all the messages.
Yes.
And we'll get the calendar notices.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Peru from September 15th to 27th, and I'm going to be there at fall solstice, equinox, and I will be doing blessing for Mother Earth for feminine, masculine. I'm going to be with some Peruvian shamans, and I'm going to be at Machu
Picchu. We need your information.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Machu Picchu.
Oh, wonderful. Awesome.
Yeah, so
Thank you so much, Kathy.
Yeah.
This is great, great input, and there are two things I really want to want to bounce off from Kathy. As you can see, Kathy is doing more shamanistic work, and I want all of you to realize, in our last course, I believe we had four or five Buddhists. We had a Muslim. We had many people who do not practice formal religion at all. We have many faith healers. We had several missionaries. Spiritus embraces all denominations and no denominations, because the original church created by Christ was created by the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of God that is here for connection. The problem with so many religions is they practice disconnection. And that's the next big thing I want to talk about. You may remember in the scripture, Yeshua was very, very reluctant to give the apostles a prayer to pray. They wanted to know how to pray. And he just would tell them, go to a quiet place, pray from your heart. He didn't want to give them words, because the words would go straight to their mind. And then what they would do is they would envision a God that is somewhere out there, disconnected from them, and they would be praying from a state of disconnection. When you pray from disconnection, you perpetuate your disconnection. And it's a really, really dangerous trap to walk into. And that's what Yeshua was avoiding. Finally, he came up with a prayer that through its words and the syntax of the words would take them to their heart and keep them in their heart. But I really believe he did not give them that prayer until he had first taught them everything you're going to learn in this course. And that is how to pray from a state of connection. When you pray from connection, all connections are provided. And this is the miracle. You see, as Kathy was praying for the funds for her trip, she was praying from through the blessing, she was praying from a state of connection. And praying from a state of connection activates further connections. What we're doing wrong in the world so often when we wish, hope, pray, or affirm is we're doing it from a state of disconnection. We're feeling lost. We're feeling lonely. And again, to reiterate, it's only we that created that disconnection. Think about it for a minute. If God were not connected with all things, the Almighty Holy Creator were not connected with all things, our universe would fly apart. We, on the other hand, we get into our ego, our egoic identity of ourselves. I'm a this, I'm a that, this is my name, I do this, I do that, and I'm not that person, and I'm different, and so on and so forth. All the ways we use to define ourselves come through in our life and in our prayers. And then from that state of disconnection, we say, oh, God, I am so lost. Oh, my God, I am so hurting. Please, please help me. And we're praying from disconnection. Now, God still hears you, because God lives in you. Even if you don't accept it, even if you don't know it, God lives in you and hears you. But you're making it 1,000 times more difficult for that prayer to be answered when you pray it from disconnection. And so the purpose of the blessing course is to heal the disconnection, so that you can pray from connection, you can affirm your life from connection, you can form your goals and purposes from connection, and you can be a living presence, a link of connection in the world, even if you don't do anything but walk through the grocery store. It's amazing. It's amazing how I will walk through a grocery store and people will start coming up to me, people I don't know, and ask me which brand of beans I prefer. Mm-hmm. They're just looking for a reason to build a connection with the connections I have. It's as simple as that. And when people around you are building connections to you, how can this not bring opportunities? How can this not bring more fulfillment? Now, some of these connections you may not know what to do with. You may not be able to serve, but you can honor. You can honor the state of connection that's happening around you. And I thank you, Kathy, for giving me the opportunity to say that. And we've got one more. I'm not sure if this is for a blessing giver or not, but we've got a person on the board from area code 442. Hi, you're on.
Hi, I think that must be me. That's Catherine from the UK.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. And I just wanted to say that I absolutely endorse everything that everyone has said, and that, you know, I absolutely would suggest that anybody did the Blessing Givers course in July, because I came all the way from the UK to do it in February, and it was really the best thing that I ever did. And I have so enjoyed working with the Blessing and learning about it and just using it. And I have various healing disciplines that I do, but I can tell you it is more powerful than anything that I've ever done. And I just wanted to say a big thank you to Glenda, really. So thank you very much, Glenda.
You are so welcome, Catherine, and thank all of you and all of our Blessing Givers for being these connections in the world. And we so invite, we need our team to grow, not because in any way we are a closed fraternity. It's because we want to be a connection of loving people reaching around the world, hands around the world, building these connections, because in this, we will reach that transformation point. You see, I fully believe, now this is just my belief, but at times when I've expressed this to Yeshua, I see a twinkle in his eye and a smile in his face that is just unbelievable. And I feel that there is maybe not the whole truth, but some truth in what I'm about to tell you. There's so many people looking for the, quote, second coming. The apostles were looking for it, and they kept asking Yeshua, when will you be back? When will you come? And he would tell the apostles, he would say, I don't know. I really, truly don't know, and not even the Father knows. Well, now, what kind of phenomenal event has to happen that not even the Creator could know when it would happen? Well, that phenomenal event is coming from when enough human beings reconnect in their hearts that the whole consciousness, which endows us with our divinity and elevates and ennobles our humanity, activates. When that activates, there will be a great rapture and a great release of light upon the earth that will literally transform all of humanity from the inside out. Now, it doesn't mean that everyone will accept it. There will be some who just plow their feet in the ground and get stubborn and say, no, I've invested my life in doing things the old way, and that's where I'm going to stay. They may be miserable for a while, but not because God has judged them, just because they're not part of something better. But they'll come around. You know, it'll probably feel like hell for them for a while, but again, not because anybody's judged them. They'll be loved as well eventually. Eventually, they'll come around. But we will be providing a network for the receptivity of new souls and new human beings coming into the world. Yesterday, I had a wonderful, amazing gift. I went shopping at a little store here in Sedona, this little discount store, and I rummaged around and didn't find anything special, and was thinking I'd wasted my 15 minutes I had been counseling most of the day, and I love my counseling, but when the counseling's over, I have to get out and extrovert, because I give so much of my heart and soul to it that I'm really kind of in the inner spaces. So I go out and I do something just to get out. And that's what I was doing. And just as I was leaving the store, there was this young woman, and she had a carriage with two babies in it, and they were so tiny. Actually, in my opinion, they were too young to be taken out in public. They were only 2 weeks old. Brand new twins, little boy, little girl. And I walked over, and I just couldn't help but just pour love on these children, ask what their names were, and from my heart, I gave them a blessing for their life. And as I was giving them a blessing, they started reaching for me. And they kind of googled, giggled. Not it's like a little baby gurgle. They were really too young to laugh, but their eyes were just bugged wide open, and they were reaching with their little hands and gurgling. And I could see how the very cells of their body and the life within them was reaching with all their heart. If they had been crickets, they would have jumped into my hand. And their mother was just all smiles. And I just said, you will have a wonderful life. Fear nothing. You will have a wonderful life. And I knew with all my heart that they would. Now, we may have some hard times coming up, but these hard times contain a choice. And we can choose either to focus on the challenge or we can focus on the love. We can focus upon the polarization that may develop, or we can focus upon the resolutions that will be presented to us. And as we make these choices, they will come from the inside out. And I want to use these two little babies as my gift to you right now. Just get the image of these brand new, precious little children. Their names were Emma and Emmett. And they were lying there radiant, so full of life, you could almost see light coming out of their bodies, and I'm sure there was light coming out of their bodies, reaching for that blessing. And what I want you to do as you contemplate that is listen to what I'm about to tell you. As I told you on the blessing call 2 weeks ago, the first thing created in your physical life was a heart cell. And then that heart cell replicated. But the way cells replicate, the cell that it divided into would have replaced the first cell had it not been for the creation of a connective tissue that is literally the DNA in action in the form of something that we now know to be called a luminin. It's called lumen, L-U-M-I-N-I-N. This is not something esoteric. You can find it in any medical handbook. You can find it in any encyclopedia. Now, you can observe it under an electron microscope. And there are luminins between every cell of your body. And the reason they're called luminins is because if you observe them under an electron microscope, they're what illuminates. They light up. They're actually full of light. They absorb light, and they give off light. Now, the interesting thing is, light is our basic medium of communication with the universe. And this connective tissue in your body that joined your first two heart cells was a tissue of light. In its functional state, it hugs the cells. And so if you looked at it under an electron microscope, you might see it look a little bit like a willy worm with two arms. But if you took it out from its context and looked at it exactly as a cell under an electron microscope, it's a perfect cross. An absolutely perfect cross. Just like the cross Yeshua died on, a vertical line with the double helix of the DNA winding around the vertical line, and then the cross arm, and at the end of the cross arm, two little bulbs of light that are used to connect two cells. And the connection of these cells is actually the communication means from one cell to another. Now, what's really amazing about that is we are connecting one cell to another through the language of light. And that tells us about Yeshua's commandment. Let your light so shine that all can see who you are and see your good works. Take the basket off your head let your light come out. But he also taught the apostles something else, which is, I'm sure he had to use the language of the day, and he probably used analogies and parables that could be understood in the reality of those times. But basically what it comes down to is the fact that every cell of our body is also electromagnetically charged with all four poles of the magnet, north, south, east, and west. And this electromagnetic polarity is in every cell of our body. It's throughout our body. Our whole body reflects this cruciform electromagnetic current, as does all of life, as does our planet, our solar system, our galaxy, our universe, and all of existence. This is the energetic activation center of the connective tissue that binds the cells of our body. Now, where do you suspect that cross happens in our body? Well, you guessed it, right through the heart. And actually, that heart center right in the heart is really the only place left in most people where there is a union with God or a special union with their fellow man or their families or their loved ones. So much of the rest of their life is broken and torn, and they're in a state of disconnection. But just imagine if every little cross in your body, which is in every one of the billion cells in your body, was restored to its active form of receiving and radiating and communicating with light. And from its inner center was rebalanced with the cosmos, with the solar system, and with the earth. What a powerful influence your life would be upon the earth changes that are impending and about to happen. This is critical. And now just imagine you're one of 1,000 blessing givers, not just 100, but 1,000. Our goal is to have a minimum of 1,000. We need it. We need this desperately. We need reconnection to happen on our earth, and we need it to happen in a way that is non-political, non-dogmatic, because the very idea of political reconnection is an oxymoron. It's inherently contradictive. The very idea of dogmatic reconnection is an oxymoron. It's inherently disconnected. It's inherently in a state of opposition. That would be like praying from your opposition, praying from your disconnection. You just get more of the same. This is why so many people wanting to do good go out and stand on their soapbox and they preach about the virtues of this belief versus that belief. And they just create the very thing they're resisting, because they're preaching from disconnection. They're praying from disconnection. They're affirming from disconnection. In order to activate the connection and the reconnection, we have to literally go into a place where disconnection has never occurred. This is what Yeshua did by going through his death on the cross and his resurrection. He literally went into the deep cells of his body where disconnection had never occurred. No disconnection had ever been seen. He went to the innocent place where the light exists within the cells of the body, within the cells of his very being, the light within. And when he came forth, it was with such a burst of light that the world was changed. Now, we need 1,000 of us. And that's what this call is about. And it's about, it really is just about reconnection. And we have fun doing it. It's not serious. It's not about preaching. It's not about one person having a better idea than somebody else or a better belief system. Belief systems can only take you so far. And actually, many belief systems are etched and entrained in the idea that one belief is better than another. What Yeshua said in Love Without End is it's not so much what you believe as that you believe. And this is what defines and creates the threshold between belief and faith, because faith comes from the inside out. And you will have a chance in this blessing seminar to meet Yeshua as you've never met him before. As you have never met him before. He is there. And this, every one of the blessing givers, when they left, they came to me and they said, Glenda, I had no idea. I knew it was going to be good, but I had no idea. This was the kind of experience I was going to have. How could you have that idea? Because most of us are living within beliefs, systems, and ideas, and hopes, and desires that are still rooted utterly in some form of disconnection. This is a place we come to reconnect and have an authentic experience with Yeshua, an authentic reconnection with our Creator and with the universe that allows us to truly do this work in the world without imposing other forms of disconnection on anyone else or on the planet, to prepare our Earth for its reconnection with itself. And those are the coming days. These are potent days. I don't know what will happen in the next 18 months as we move toward the prophetic year and closure at the winter solstice of 2012. I don't know what earth events will happen. I don't know what special spiritual revelations will happen. How could I know if even Yeshua couldn't say? We just know that we're moving toward a time where opportunities exist for reconnection. And let's embrace it with all our heart. And the reconnection will be the revelation. How can we know in a state of disconnection what will be revealed in a state of connection? And that is the miracle of what we are setting in motion. Now, we've had a wonderful call, we've had a wonderful visit, and it's time we did a blessing. Before we do the blessing, though, I want to just cover a couple of practical, just very, very practical ideas. Oh, I do see a caller from 310, and I'll take your call as soon as I say what I need to say. We do need you to go ahead and think about your enrollments now, partly for your benefit because you'll save in airfare. If airfare is a problem, take a bus, take a train, just get here, take a covered wagon. I don't care how you get here, get here. Just get here. Come. This is an event of a lifetime, and you are very, if you've ever wanted to be needed, you are needed. We need you here, and we need you early. Now, I don't mean to be hard-nosed about the deadline, but it's just a practical problem we have to face. And that is 2 weeks before. 2 weeks before the course, which is approximately around the 15th. I'll send you an exact date by email so you'll know. But it's approximately about the 15th of July. We've got to pay for everybody's lunches. So we've got to know who's coming. And we've got to have money to pay from. We've also, the hotel is converting from its discount rates into its regular rates. And I want to tell you, this is a fantastic, this is a resort hotel on, I believe it's a total of about 15 acres, with a golf course, spas, tennis courts, places to stroll and benches to sit on. It's just a wonderful place to be, and shuttle buses that will take you into town. A four-star restaurant on the premises with three meals a day. It's a wonderful place to be. And with 100 of us, we pretty much dominate the whole hotel. So, unfortunately, there is a deadline. And we have to We have to enforce that. Now, that doesn't mean that if you're local and you don't need to take meals and you don't need to take room and there is a place at the end, we wouldn't welcome you, because, you know, we're not slaves to structure. It's just there's a practical need for that deadline. So we have to honor that. And I need you to be thinking right now and making your plans right now. And if you know you want to be here but you can't work your plans out yet and you want to make sure there's a place, you can call our office Monday and just put down a $50 deposit and we'll hold your place in the course. Okay? So we want to work with you. If you need to make payments, call us. We'll work with you. We want you here. And God wants you here. If you have a calling, I really, really learn to trust the calling between you and God. And you'll know, if it's there, you'll be here. You will be very, very glad you did. Now, before we start our blessing, I noticed that we do have one call from area code 310. And you're on.
Glenda?
Yes.
This is Cheryl from Malibu.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, I think you already talked about, I was just going to add my experience as a taking the blessing course, and you know, I was one of those people that was going down to the Pacific Ocean doing blessings.
Oh, really? Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, sure. But I wanted to say that, you know, all of us who are doing our blessings on our own, of course, we receive way more than we ever thought. Because I know myself, I thought that, wow, I just want to be a place of giving. But I feel like I've received so much. But I think in my experience is when we all do the blessing, all of us blessing givers and you, we all get together and we do a blessing, the amount of amazing energy and the feeling of I can't even describe it, but it's so palatable that I think, you know, there's such a need and a calling for, can you imagine having it tenfold? So
exactly.
Yeah, and so
exactly.
I wanted to share that because you know, for those people who are, you know, on the fence or just thinking about doing taking the blessing course, Yeshua is truly amazing. I've taken many courses with Glenda, but it was amazing, the experience, and even after, as it, you know, as it gives, and as you give, you receive just tenfold from all the gifts that you've learned. So I can't speak more about it and enough about it.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. I really appreciate that. Yeshua appreciates it, and everyone whose life you touch appreciates it. We have no idea the lives we're touching. People we will never, well, maybe we will meet them, but we haven't met them yet. And just serendipitous, precious opportunities to bless, like happened to me with the two little children yesterday. Amazing, just amazing what is possible. And as I shared in the Blessing Givers seminar, I'm looking forward to the day when we have enough people, enough blessing givers, that we actually can charter a place on a cruise ship and bless on the ocean, all the waters of the world. And I'm hoping that we will have enough so that this can be done before the great solstice of 2012. With God's help, I know we can do it. So let's, I'm sure everyone on this call today has received a blessing, or you probably wouldn't have had the interest to be here. So I won't take the time to go through the details, but remember, remove your shoes and socks, because what Yeshua is doing, you will learn all the details of how it's done when you come to the course. But in receiving, what you're receiving is reconnection. Reconnection with the earth, with your heart, your own heart, and all who have ever joined you in your heart, with the Holy Spirit, with Yeshua, with life itself, and with your Creator. And it's through this reconnection that whatever you're able to receive is offered to you and given to you to absorb, receive, and use as you need to do. It's entirely an elective, free will reception on your part. Nothing is ever forced on anyone. It's simply offered. The cup is offered, and you can drink as much from it as you like. But it is a cup that is given through connection. And just the experience of reconnection can transform the life of anyone. So this is why we ask you to be in that pose, shoes and socks off, feet on the floor, and your spine comfortably erect so that we can use the forces of gravity, which connect us with the polarity of the earth and the electromagnetism of the cosmos. That's a very important connection as well. And through that, the Holy Spirit will pour into your heart. And all of this will be a reconnection with God, your holy, loving Creator. If you will allow your attention to fall into your heart and you begin your prayer, I will pray to Yeshua, and then I will personally convey a blessing for all of you, for our blessing givers. If our blessing givers wish to join me in this, you may. If you need to receive, then please receive. But as you know, in giving, you do receive. So let us begin. Dear Yeshua, Son of God, Master of the cosmos, the one who has come here to ignite our reconnection and to teach us about the mighty power of connection within us, that you taught us to love one another as ourself, that we may experience reconnection with our fellow man, that you taught us to love and care for life, that we may experience our reconnection with the earth, that you taught us to honor our relationship to the Creator as being a child of the Creator, just as you are. The one who has taught us that we are a brother unto you. We are a sister unto you. We are like unto you, of the same substance, that we may know through you our connection to all of existence. Thank you for being here with us and for allowing us to receive all the potential for reconnection within ourselves, knowing that all dis-ease is simply disconnection, that all unhappiness is simply separation, that all perceptions of failure are simply disunity, and that all the wrong moves we make are simply breaches of consciousness or integrity, and that we have forgotten how to pray. We've even forgotten how to embrace true consciousness, and therefore we overthink and overwork our minds that do not have the answers. Thank you for showing us the way and the truth and the light. Thank you for being with us today and in all times. Amen. conveyance of the blessing is complete. But now it's not fully complete until you rest and assimilate it into every cell of your body. So go and rest and be quiet for at least 7 minutes. And I look forward to seeing you in the blessing class, the blessing seminar, on July 30th and 31st. Please feel free to call our office if you have any questions. God bless. Bye-bye from me.